Good morning, 8:35 on the dot. And speaking of Coffeeville's reawakening, we have joining us this morning Wyatt Starnes. Good morning, Wyatt.
Good morning. Long time no see.
I know.
I'm just kidding. We actually saw each other last night.
We did. So we've been busy rehearsing for the radio drama, which you just heard about.
Yes. I am so excited for that. It's really one of my favorite things about theater and all of that is when you first get started, it feels so like bits and pieces and all doesn't make sense. But getting closer and closer to like showtime, it all just comes together like magic.
I know.
And so I'm really excited to see how all of it's going. I'm having a lot of fun with the sound effects. That is an area that I've never tapped into before. And so I'm not the most creative in how to create them, but doing them is a lot of fun.
No, so. You're doing great. You and Dylan are doing a good job. So
thank you.
It is exciting. As every rehearsal, we just get a little bit closer, and we're really getting all the pieces together here as we have a tech week, I guess, if you want to call it that, this week.
So. Oh, yeah. It's exciting. And everyone, you know, that's contributing and, you know, has a part and everything, they're doing so good. I'm loving every single second of it, and I can't wait to see what else we do in this little niche thing. I think it'll be a lot of fun.
And it's fun because I know, you know, at one point we did have kind of the Coffeeville Community Theater group that was able to perform and everything, but, you know, when Floral Hall floated away, and, you know, it's just been kind of hard since 2007, so nice to be able to, you know, I didn't even know there's all these people who, you know, have all this acting experience, so, and, you know, much more so than me. So, you know, just to have them on board and have them helping out and giving their two cents as far as, you know, just helping to make this production happen. I mean, it's just wonderful. Yeah.
It'll be a great time. It's a great, you know, gift to Coffeeville. Speaking from the Midland per se, we're so thankful to partner with you guys on this because this is a big deal for us. You know, we've been working kind of hard behind the scenes. And so to be recognized by, you know, such a large organization in town too, to be like, hey, we want to partner with you for this, you know, activity. It's just so much fun. We're so excited.
And heck, I think we've raised, I mean, we're closing in, I think, on like $700 or, you know, we're over $600 now.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So we're really excited. And we hope, you know, we get a big turnout that night.
Yeah.
That would be great.
So if you're just tuning in, you're wondering what's going on. Well, we do have it's kind of old time radio theater that's going to be performed for you coming up here on Saturday, and that is going to be at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, and it's at 9th and Spruce, and plenty of parking there, and can come on down into the Fellowship Hall. We do have, you know, if you have folks with some mobility issues, that sort of thing, there is an elevator available if we need to use it, so just don't let that deter you. And so we're looking forward to having everyone out. It's free, you know, admission. There will be like donations available if you want to donate to the Midland and also to St. Paul's for helping just with, you know, having the space and everything. So we want to thank them for that and to help, you know, pay for the electricity and all that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's going to be really great to have everyone there. So looking forward to this Saturday. You can get to see Wyatt. You get to see, I mean, we got a bunch of people. I actually don't even know the number of people who are involved. It's more than I can count.
Yeah. There's a whole crew of them, and we're so thankful for each and every one. So.
Yeah.
And can't wait. Hope to see you, everyone there.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. So I know Wyatt's shared that as well on the Midland Facebook and all that sort of
thing. Speaking of the Midland, fun little segue here. Some big news happened this morning.
Okay.
We officially have a popcorn machine back in the Midland. A few months back, we had gotten it in, and it's just been patiently waiting for the day that it gets to make its debut in the Midland. So we all got a text this morning from our president, and it is in. It's ready to rock and roll. We're probably going to have like a popcorn party at some point to try and test this bad boy out before we get to doing anything crazy with it. But that is really big for us. I mean, we are kind of in the home stretch here. You know, so much of our project has kind of been pushed back and pushed back just because everyone's got a new project, which is great for Coffeeville. We want to see new things coming along. And so it's kind of pushed us behind just a tiny bit, which is, it's okay. And so seeing something like this happen is signifying to all of us, it's like, we're almost there.
Yeah.
We are almost ready to rock and roll. So this is a big deal. We're so excited. And, you know, everyone remembers the popcorn. You know, when you talk to, you know, people who have gone to the Midland, oh, I remember the popcorn. I remember the pickle jar. I remember this. And so to bring something iconic back, it's very exciting. So great way to start this Thursday morning.
Oh, that is fantastic. So we love hearing that news and just can't wait. You know, every little piece as we get closer is just awesome to be able to hear.
Oh, yeah. We're excited with every little thing we get. So to keep going with things that are happening in Coffeeville, so that just happened. But Candlelight Tours, nice little segue here too, for the Brown Mansion, this Historical Society, those are also happening this weekend, next weekend. it's kind of like a Coffeeville treasure. Like, this is one of the funnest things that we have going on at Christmas time. I feel like this weekend is completely sold out. I don't think they have any tickets available, but they do sell them at the door, so it's always worth it to go check and see. But there are like over 100 trees in the mansion. Now, if you've ever been in there when there's no trees, it's kind of hard to imagine that many trees in that space. But my goodness, all of the decorators that come in to, you know, decorate a room, decorate the ballroom, they knock it out of the park. It always looks so good. So I work at Commercial Bank, and we actually were lucky enough to decorate a room this year. And I underestimated how much goes into it, you know. And so we get there, and you're trying to, you know, respect the space, respect the history, but also add, you know, your little flair to it. And so it was a ton of fun. I had a blast. I love Christmas already, so that was like a ton of fun. But no, go check out the candlelight tours. They have it on their Facebook page for the Brown Mansion where you can look and see, and it'll tell you if it's sold out or if there's tickets available. And again, and they sell them at the door. It's this weekend, I believe, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is...
I think it's just Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, because yep. I was going to say Sunday's Christmas Eve, so yep. I don't think it's then, but it's a ton of fun. It's a great time, and they have musical, you know, performances live while you're there. It always smells so good. It's always just quite the experience. So bring your family, go down there. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you're thinking about maybe even starting a new family tradition, maybe, yeah. You know, going out to the Brown Mansion, then maybe having, you know, dinner or something like that, might be kind of a neat little thing to do, because I know lots of families already do that as, you know, kind of their annual, one of their Christmas things. Maybe they go get a Christmas tree and they go check out the mansion. You know, something fun, you know, something the kids are always going to remember.
Oh, yeah. I've seen people, and so last year was my first year volunteering during the tours. I'd always gone, but I never volunteered. And there were crews that came in with matching PJs on, that they have like a whole thing planned. They've come in with like mom, dad, kids, grandma, grandpa, cousins, the whole nine. It's so cool to see. And I mean, people travel from all around to come look at the mansion. It's really a big draw for Coffeeville, which is great. I got to talk to some people from, you know, Missouri, down in Oklahoma, further down in Texas, you know, other ways that have come up just to spend the weekend to go see family and do this. And so it's a really big deal. Speaking of volunteering, they are looking for volunteers this weekend, next weekend to help out. So if you're free and you want to do something, you know, to give back, get a hold of the crew over at the Historical Society. They can help you get involved. I believe it's just from like 5 to 8:45-ish. And you're really just there making sure nothing crazy happens.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, what do volunteers do?
So last year what we did, you're each kind of placed in a different area of the mansion. And your job is just kind of to be there to help guide people along, tell them which directions to go. If you have information, which they usually will share a little bit with you about where you're going. You can tell, you know, the guests, hey, this, you know, this is so-and-so's room. This is this, some of the history. You're really just there to kind of keep people along and be a smiling face to greet them and show them where to go. It's a ton of fun. And especially if you enjoy Christmassy related things, getting to stand next to some beautifully decorated rooms, listen to music, and just enjoy like fellowship with people coming through. It's a ton of fun. I would highly recommend volunteering.
Well, that's great. And I know we already have some wonderful volunteers who are committing their time to able to make this happen. So there's a ton. Too many to mention.
Too many of them. They all are so awesome. We're lucky to have them. And they, I mean, this starts up like in November.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a couple month process for all of these guys. So they work hard, and it's great to see it here in town.
Fantastic. Well, anything else we should have on our radar, Wyatt?
Yes. So kind of switching gears into next month. I know we're really full steam ahead for Christmas. So we have the Coffeeville Innovation Lab for youth. This is actually a really neat deal that we've got going on here in town. It's kind of a split day that happens where they do some 3D printing. They get to work with stuff like that, and then they get to work with drones, which is not something you hear about very often, you know, especially for young kids. Exposing them to those types of things young could completely change, you know, what they want to do with their life. So that's really awesome. It's January 13th and 15th. Now, you may be thinking, the 15th, that sounds familiar. It is Martin Luther King Day, so that day will be probably like a school close day. And so they kind of set it up to where there's Saturday spots available and Monday. That way they're not taking them out of school, which is great.
Yeah.
There are 20 people that can attend on each day. So you do want to go online. This is all on Coffeeville Reawakening. And there is a link to get signed up that way. You want to get on there now before it's all filled up. There is a wait list, so if anyone has to cancel, you could get bumped up. But you want to get on there as soon as you can, because it's a neat deal, and they can only have so many people in at a time.
And they've got some projects the kids can make.
Yes,
this
yes,
too,
yes,
right?
yes. I've seen some of the stuff that they did at their previous innovation lab, and they had kids, you know, making all kinds of different things with the 3D printers and all that kinds of stuff. It's a really, really neat deal. Let me see if there's anything else I want to...
Is there any cost associated with
this? Nope. This is a free event for the youth. They just get signed up and all that. This is all through a lot of different grant work that Coffee Roll Reawakening has done. And it's really awesome that they can do this for the community. Like I said, they can get online. They can go to Coffee Roll Reawakening. It'll have all of this information here. They can swing by the headquarters and talk to Denise or give her a call. If you want to give me a call, I can get you in touch with who you need to talk to. My phone number is 620-515-4346. But it'll be a great time. I've even, when I was talking to Denise about this, I was like, can I come? Like, I want to go see what this is all about. And so it's a great time for kids, and it's something awesome that we can give to them.
Well, that is wonderful. Yeah. So that is a really awesome, Wyatt. So anything else you'd like to share with us here from Coffeeville's Reawakening?
Man, I think that is just about it for now. But, you know, as we're winding down and getting ready to hit the new year, I'm so excited to see what's in store for Reawakening, what's in store for Coffeeville. I'm just excited to see where this next year takes us.
Yeah, we are too. So lots of good stuff coming up, Wyatt. Appreciate you joining us here.
Anytime. I enjoy coming to see you guys.
All right, and come see Wyatt on the sound effects stage.
I'm going to kill it on my magical bell.
That's right. And then you're also, let's see, do you have some lines in the show as well?
I do, yes.
So
yes.
That is going to be good. So looking forward to that. So coming up here in just a few minutes, we have open line starting at 9:10. And today only, at least, you know, right now, if you call in and list an item, we do have some tickets to give away. So anyone who calls and lists an item here this morning, or maybe something you're looking for, gets your chance to have some Knights of Lights tickets. That's the Renaissance Christmas Extravaganza up in Kansas City. We have some vouchers for Mean Girls. That's going to be the performance in February in Bartlesville, and also Tulsa Oilers. So that coming up at you here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF.